And the pitch missed low with a breaking ball, 3-2 the count. You know, it's unfortunate for Brian. Here's a guy that's been struggling to throw strikes in the first place, and he probably feels like he's delivered two different strike threes in this at bat and hasn't gotten the call either time. 3-2 pitch. Fly ball into left center. Going out is Ortiz. He's going to give way to Churio now, who will make the catch in shallow left center for the first out of the inning. So Hudson, it really feels like, got Elliot Ramos out three times in that at-bat. And now here's Lamont Wade Jr.
All's well that ends well, I suppose.
Yeah. Good for Brian Hudson. That showed some focus and some toughness to get through that AB. Wade is 0-2 tonight with a walk and an RBI. And he takes a first pitch strike. It's 0-1. Well, nothing goes with baseball like a Usinger brat. Perfect meal for a ball game, especially when served with your favorite award-winning Pine River cheese spread. This is a ball launched into right center field. Going to be a long run for Mitch. Oh, Mitchell made the catch on the warning track in right center. Oh, Garrett Mitchell showing some major range, running that one down for the second out. That ball was crushed to one of the deepest parts of this park. And that was a lot of real estate that Garrett Mitchell had to cover. Two down for Patrick Bailey. You know what Garrett Mitchell should get? The pitch is outside, 1-0. He should get some delicious Cedar Crest ice cream or custard for that. Always a hit, except for when Garrett runs one down and takes a hit away from him. One ball and no strikes here on Patrick Bailey. Hudson brings home the pitch, and that's in there for a strike. It's 1-1. 4-0 San Francisco, bottom of the eighth. One. Swing and a miss at a breaking ball, and it's 1-2. That was the sweeper from Hudson. All the runs for the Giants came in one inning. That bottom of the sixth, a couple of errors in there by the crew. 1-2, swing and a miss. He struck him out, and that was a much better inning out of Brian Hudson. He'll feel good about the way he threw the ball in the bottom of the eighth. We go to the ninth. Last chance for the crew. They trail 4-0 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here,
reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
With all the money you can save on gas when you use the Club Citgo Rewards app, you're good to go. But good to go where? Good to go fly first class?
Hot towel.
Cool. Good to go to the opera. Good to sit ringside at a boxing match. Good to go salsa dancing? Tap dancing? Or polka dancing? Download Citgo's money-saving Club Citgo app today. The easiest way to save money on fuel. Now you're good to go.
There's a winning magic powering up at Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. This April, prepare for an exciting quest to $300,000 in the Enchanted Spins slot tournament. Just conjure your rewards card and play slots to earn drawing entries. Each Thursday, 60 winners will compete for thousands in cash and prizes. Let your journey begin with Enchanted Spins, only at Potawatomi. More info online. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
We'll take some more of that.
Smollett.
Swing a line drive. Deep center. It's gone. A walk-off home run.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
You're killing me, Smalls.
It is a 4-0 Giants lead, and Ryan Walker, their closer, who was installed in the closer spot last year in August, takes over on the mound. Last time he was on the mound was Sunday against the Angels, and the Angels walked off the Giants. He gave up a 3-run lead and gave up four runs in that ninth inning. Let's keep that trend going here tonight. Rhys Hoskins leads off against him. And now time is called as Ryan Walsh came out from behind home plate for a moment. Now we're ready to resume. Walker brings home the first pitch to Hoskins. It's in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. He worked just a third of an inning, gave up three hits, a walk, and gave up four runs. It was a walk-off double from Joe Adell. The pitch is low, and it's 1-1. That was the first time he'd given up a run since opening day for Ryan Walker, so he'd been really good up until then. 1-1 pitch, that missed inside. Hoskins able to check in time, and it goes to two balls and one strike. I always feel like when a guy has a tough outing like Walker did on Sunday, it's in the back of your mind a little bit. You want to get it out of your taste buds, if you will. Here's a ground ball up the middle and into center field for a base hit. And Hoskins will reach to lead off this ninth. And to finish that point, you want to get that first man on and get the wheels turning again and get that doubt to creep in a little bit for the closer. It'll be Vinny Capra to come off the bench and run here for Hoskins. So Capra will run. And now here's Garrett Mitchell. So a lot of work to do. Brewers need base runners right now. Trailing 4-0. Remember, the Brewers gave up a four-run lead in Arizona last road trip. They'd love to make one up here if they could. Mitchell singled in his last at-bat. Walker brings home the first pitch, and it's on the outside edge for a strike, and it's 0-1. Walker debuted back in 2023. The 0-1 to Mitchell is fouled back our way and out of play. 10 for ID on the Brewers Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
The 0-2 pitch to Mitchell is outside, and it's 1-2. 4-0 Giants here in San Francisco, top of the ninth inning. One on, nobody out for the Crew. Capra gets his lead at first. Walker's 1-2 pitch is a called third strike. Fastball nailed the inside corner. And Mitchell strikes out. And there's one away. And now Jake Bowers will pinch hit for Joey Ortiz. With Josh Maurer and Kent Sommerfeld, Lane Grindle with you here tonight. A Giants win would mean that San Francisco would at least split this series. The Brewers would need to win tomorrow afternoon to earn a split before they head off to St. Louis. Brewers trying to make the Giants work for it here in the ninth inning, though. Leadoff man aboard, but now one away for Bowers, who homered last night. Walker brings home the first pitch and a swing and a miss. Swung over the top of a slider. It's 0-1. Caleb Durbin in the on-deck circle. Oh, 1. That missed inside. One ball and one strike.
If you want to know what Ryan Walker's motion looks like, picture a right-handed version of Jared Keenan.
I was just going to say the same thing. Right when you said that, I thought he looks like Koenig from the right side. Cross body delivery.
Yep.
Pitch missed up and away with a sinker. That is a good call, Josh. 2-1.
Well,
very
you too.
Very similar. Very, very similar. Just hides the baseball from you until the last second. 2-1. That caught. Ooh, that's a wide strike from Brian Walsh. He has called that a strike tonight. In fairness to him, he has called that a strike to left-handed hitters for most of the night tonight. It's 2-2. Capra at first, one away. Brewers just need base runners right now. Walker set below the belt in the 2-2. And that missed outside. That was a tough one to take for Bowers because that is really close to a strike for Brian Walsh's strike zone to lefties. Very similar to the pitch before, even though it was a different type of pitch. Here's the 3-2, and it is lined back up the middle and into right center field. Capra will go first to third, and Jake Bowers delivers a base hit, and the Brewers have runners on the corners and one away for Caleb Durbin, and now the tying run in the on-deck circle for the Crew. So Jake Bowers picks up where he left off last night, a very good swing and a great at-bat. And the Brewers have something cooking here in the ninth, making Walker work for it for sure. First offering to Durbin is a swing, and it's a ground ball but foul off of his foot. And it's 0-1. Got a sinker up and in, and he chopped it right down into that front foot. Durbin is 1-for-3 tonight. A one. That missed outside. That was a pretty good pitch. And right now, the folks in San Francisco barking a little bit at Brian Walsh, wanting to know where that missed. There goes the runner. 1-1 pitch. It hit him. It hit him, and the Brewers will get the tying run to the plate in the form of Bryce Turang. Durbin will reach. He was hit by the pitch. Brewers have him loaded with one out. And one of their best and hottest hitters coming to the plate in Bryce Turang. And again, just to revisit, Josh, if you're Ryan Walker, you got walked off on Sunday the last time you were on the mound, and now you got a mess on your hands again in the ninth here tonight. And there is just almost no way it can't be in the back of your mind as you're on the mound.
Yeah, and I think the more guys get on base, it's in the front of your mind.
Yeah.
You know, it's one thing to give up the Hoskins single, but then Bowers gets a hit. Now you hit Caleb Durbin, and those flashbacks start to get real.
And now you got to deal with the top of the order, a Pottawatomie Sportsbook trip to the mound by J.P. Martinez, the pitching coach for San Francisco, to talk things over with Ryan Walker as Camilo Duvall is getting loose in the San Francisco bullpen. Walker, first pitch brought home, and it is fouled out of play third base side, and it's 0-1. That was the sinker, low outside quadrant. That's a pitch that Bryce sends into left field a lot. One pitch. That is down and in with a slider. It's one ball and one strike. I would guess that the Giants won't let Walker go much longer. If he doesn't take care of Turang, we're going to see Duvall. The 1-1, and that is lifted foul and out of play down the left field line. It goes to 1-2 on Bryce. Turang will use his timeout. Little drama in the ninth inning here in San Francisco. Walker's 1-2 pitch. That is low, and it's two balls and two strikes. Brewers have not been shut out all season long, and they're trying to continue that at the very least here tonight. Bryce 2-for-4 tonight, a pair of singles. He has 6 hits in the series. Walker's 2-2 pitch. That is a fly ball down the left field line. Ramos is back on it. It is over his head and hits the warning track and bounces into the tunnel. It is a ground rule double for Turang, and the Brewers have 2 on the board, and they've got the tying run in scoring position with just one away and Cherio coming to the plate. Durbin has to stop at third. That pushed Ramos back. He couldn't get to it. It hit off the warning track and bounced over the wall. It is a ground rule double for Turang, who delivers with his 3rd hit of the night and his 7th hit in the last 2 nights, and it's a U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen. 4-2 Giants. Duvall coming in to face Cherio on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Usinger's has been making America's finest sausage for over 140 years. Flash frozen and vacuum packed, Usinger's fresh brats are styrofoam free and will stay for 6 months in your freezer. And because there's no air in the package, there's no need for chemical preservatives. Usinger's fresh brats are the freshest and most additive free you will find. Enjoy some this summer with all of our other great Link products. Our vac pack sausage seals in flavor and leaves out chemicals. Remember, if it's got the elf on the label, you've got quality on the table.
You've taught them, trained them, taken every precaution. But sometimes, despite your best efforts, someone gets hurt on the job. Because they're not perfect. They're people, and they're your people. At least you can keep them happy, healthy, and working with a workers' compensation policy from West Bend. It's how to give every problem a silver lining. West Bend, the worst brings out our best. To find out more, visit thesilverlining.com.
Members of Liuna are the most diverse trade in Wisconsin's construction industry, partnering with over 900 contractors to meet the demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce. Their union members construct roads, bridges, buildings, sewer and water lines, and energy infrastructure. Feel the power of a career as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, where you will earn great union wages, health care, and a pension. Learn why you are worth so much more by visiting liunawisconsin.org. LIUNAWisconsin.org.
So Bryce Terang comes through with the double over the head of Ramos that bounces on the warning track and out of play. And now the Brewers have runners at second and third and one away. And Camilo Duvall, who didn't have a lot of time to get himself ready to go, is taking over here in the ninth inning for their closer, Ryan Walker, who for the second consecutive game has struggled mightily. And now you got Churio and Yelich scheduled to hit here against Duvall, who's making his 12th appearance of the year, 2.61 ERA. Duvall worked on Monday night and closed, and worked a 1-2-3 inning on Monday night. So here's Churio. Duvall brings home the first pitch, and a swing and a miss at a slider down and away, and it's 0-1. Jackson very much in swing mode, and Duvall knew it and gave him a slider down and away. A one pitch swung on and fouled back and out of play. It's 0-2. That was a slider for a strike at the top of the zone. No balls and two strikes. Durbin at third, Terang at second. Very good speed for the Brewers. Crowd getting loud here at Oracle. Two runs in for the crew. A 4-2 Giants lead. By the way, $75 to the Mac Fund, courtesy of West Bend, the Silver Lining, for that double by Terang. That was the first extra base hit of this game, and it came here in the top of the ninth inning. And now we have a pitch com issue for Camilo Duvall. So Alan Porter is in there. Patrick Bailey trying to get things figured out as well. Brewers have Trevor McGill getting loose in their bullpen. McGill hoping he's coming in to collect a save. He's hoping Jackson or Christian can get into one. Wind is blowing out to left center. Duvall looks in. The 0-2 pitch to Churio is a swing and a miss. He got three sliders. He swung at all of them, and he strikes out on three pitches. So now two down, and here's Christian Yelich. Yelich 0-for-3 tonight, hit the grand slam last night to center. Duvall brings home the pitch, and Yelich took a strike. Pretty good pitch. Cut fastball at the very top of the zone, and it's 0-1 on Christian. Base hit, could score two and tie the game. 0-1 is a ground ball to second base. Couple of hops out to Koss. Fields it and throws to first in time. The Giants survive. Brewers made it interesting in the ninth. Terang had a two-run ground rule double. But the Giants hold on and win this one 4-2 here tonight in San Francisco. We're back to tell you all about it after this on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
If you're looking for a career with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors, Cardinal CG is hiring. They have openings across all shifts, including production positions, with potential earnings of up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your first day. Visit in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, for an interview and tour at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, Wisconsin. Don't miss out. Join the Cardinal CG team today.
At Clary Memorial Funeral Home, every detail is handled with compassion and integrity. I'm Nicole Widener Ford, a licensed funeral director. Josh Clary and I share commitment to honoring every life with meaningful commemoration. Clary Memorial offers a variety of personalized service options to fit your needs and budget. With spacious facilities and a dedicated professional staff, in your time of need, trust Clary Memorial Funeral Home to guide you through. Call today for compassionate care.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball has been brought to you by Citgo. Miller Lite, it's Miller time. Concordia University of Wisconsin, Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's and baseball, it's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Woodman's Food Market, Pomp's Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, built for us, Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail, Island Resort and Casino, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Cousin Subs, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, Cedar Crest Ice Cream, Wisconsin Biofuels, Wisconsin Laborers District Council, and the Wisconsin Dental Association. And Josh, Brewers made it interesting in the ninth, but they come up short.
Yeah, this was a game that was decided in one half inning, the bottom of the sixth, when San Francisco scored all four of its runs. They hold on and win it 4-2. Logan Webb, 6 1/3 scoreless. The Giants ace gets his third win of the year. He's 3-1. Freddie Peralta, who had shut out San Francisco through five, unfortunately gives up three of those four runs in the sixth and falls to 2-2 on the season. Camilo Doval cleaned it up, and he got a very well-deserved fourth save of the year. Came in with the tying runs on base, second and third, and he got Chorio and Yelich to finish off the victory. Time of the game, 2 hours, 34 minutes in front of 29,049 on a chilly night by the bay. San Francisco has won two of the first three in the series. The Brewers will try to get a four-game split, and they've got Tobias Myers getting set to make his season debut tomorrow. Lane's got all the details right after this. 4-2 again, the final here on the Brewers Radio Network.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Grab your spot for Brewers action with a mini ticket plan on sale now. Score a 6-pack or a 12-pack of tickets featuring big savings of up to 25% off the single game rate, plus great seats. Get yours now at brewers.com/ticketfinder. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Saving money on your bathroom update at Menards. Transform your bathroom with a stunning new vanity from Magic Woods. With over 100 options to choose from, our vanities combine contemporary style with durable materials. Find the ideal piece to create the bathroom you've always wanted. From stylish and elegant to simple and modern, save big money on Magic Woods vanities at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
The chips that you like are not on sale this week, so we're going to have to skip those. Sorry, bud.
Aww.
Hi, we're the Woodmans.
I'm Clint.
I'm Phil.
At Woodmans, you don't need a flyer to find hot, hot deals.
With our everyday low prices and huge selection, you can find anything you're looking for.
And still save big time on your whole grocery bill.
So I can get the groceries I want and save money? Looks like your chips are back on the list.
Yes. Thanks, guys.
price.
It's Woodman's.
Truck drivers, are you tired of an outdated truck hurting your paychecks? At Schneider, we add new trucks to our fleet every year to keep drivers moving and racking up the miles. Our easy-to-use technology is designed to keep you safe and comfortable while also boosting your income potential. So, are you ready to get behind the wheel of a more reliable ride? Find jobs near you and apply now at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Four!
You've got to work on that swing, Jack.
Well, I get time now that the business is running efficiently.
Oh, yeah? How'd you make that happen?
SVA. They showed me how to analyze my financial statements to increase revenue and profit margins and control expenses. The value of the business has never been higher. And now I've got more time to work on my golf game.
Nice. Maybe make time for lessons, too.
At SVA Certified Public Accountants, we pride ourselves in providing business owners with measurable results. Visit SVA.com/golf to learn more.
Well, that's going to do it for the game broadcast here tonight. Brewers made it interesting in the ninth, but they come up short. We'll be back with you tomorrow for the finale of this series. Brewers trying to earn a split. On Tech Show, built by Menards, will get underway at 2:10 Central. The game to follow at 2:45. Brewers and the Giants. It'll be Tobias Myers making his 2025 debut against Landon Roop for San Francisco. Our producer and engineer has been Kent Sommerfeld. I'm Lane Grindle, inviting you to stay tuned for Josh Maurer and the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show. Again, the final score tonight, Giants 4 and the Brewers 2. This has been a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network.
There's a winning magic powering up at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. This April, prepare for an exciting quest to $300,000 in the Enchanted Spin Slot Tournament. Just conjure your rewards card and play slots to earn drawing entries. Each Thursday, 60 winners will compete for thousands in cash and prizes. Let your journey begin with Enchanted Spins, only at Pottawatomie. More info online. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Nursing students often endure long wait lists, but Concordia University Wisconsin assures entry into their nursing program upon acceptance. Broad exposure prepares CUW students for diverse nursing specialties with hands-on clinical experience in hospitals and other healthcare settings, leading to high job placement rates for graduates. CUW provides a faith-based education with a focus on holistic care. Graduates are prepared to address patients' physical, emotional, and spiritual needs. Your journey awaits at cuw.edu/bucks.
On the baseball field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you are ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join the team of Wisconsin Operating Engineers today at join139.com.
Heard about Quick Trip's Around the Bases game? So next, fill up at Quick Trip. Get a Snickers, Twix, or a Starburst using your Quick Rewards, and you're in the game. If you're picked and the Brewers score anytime during the first inning, you get a $100 Quick Trip gift card. $100! That's a lot of candy bars, or glazers, or whatever you want. Just one more reason you're always glad you fueled up at Quick Trip. No purchase necessary. Details at quicktrip.com/sweepstakes. Mars Wrigley and Quick Trip, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
A game that was decided really by just one half inning. San Francisco's four-run sixth, and they hold on despite a furious ninth inning rally by the Crew. 4-2, San Fran has taken two of the first three games of the series at Oracle Park. Welcome into the Pottawatomie Sportsbook post-game show. I'm Josh Maurer. Don't forget to reserve your seat at Pottawatomie to watch every pick happening in Green Bay the next 3 days. Draft starts tomorrow. Then Friday and Saturday, you can enjoy huge screens, food, drinks, and a party in the annex at the Sportsbook. We'll get to the scoreboard. The Cubs finished out their two-game series with the Dodgers in thrilling fashion in the Central earlier today. That's coming up. Later highlights. And we'll preview the Tobias Myers return to the mound. That's tomorrow. That's all coming up here on our post-game coverage. The next Brewers homestand is brought to you by Visit Milwaukee. Begins after this 10-game road trip, Friday the 2nd against the Cubs, making a double play in Milwaukee. Catch a Brewers game and then check out the Milwaukee Film Festival running through May 8th. Learn more at visitmilwaukee.org. Handcrafted, homegrown, world class. The Cubs end up winning 7-6. So they sweep the two-game series against the Dodgers at Wrigley, scoring 3 runs in the 4th, 4 in the 5th, and then holding on. Couple of thrilling one-run wins. Cubs are now 5-1 on their homestand, and they're off tomorrow. They take a season-high 2.5-game lead over the Brewers in the Central Division. Brewers are heading to St. Louis after tomorrow's game, and they are going to take on a reeling Cardinals team that just finished a 1-6 road trip today. They lose a rubber match in Atlanta 4-1. The game was tied at 1 in the bottom of the 8th when Atlanta's Eli White hit the game-winning 3-run home run. So the Braves win that series. They're 5-1 on their homestand. The Cardinals, 1-6 on a road trip through the Mets and the Braves. They're 2-11 in road games this year, but 8-4 in home games, and that's where the Brewers are going to play them. Reds salvage a game against the Marlins 5-2 behind Brady Singer. They end a road trip 3-3, and that gets Terry Francona's team to 12-13 on the season before they come home to take on the Rockies Friday. Brewers fall here 4-2. More scores when we come back on the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show. You're listening to the Brewers Radio Net.
For years, you've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
My life is always on, every single day. And the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Calling all gearheads and DIYers. Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel has got you covered. Hurry in and grab Seafoam products starting at just $8.79 each. And keep your engine purring with True Fuel starting at only $7.49 each. But remember, these amazing prices are only available until April 30th. Don't miss out on the chance to save big on the brands you trust. Visit Napa Auto and Truck Parts today and rev up your savings.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry with the added bonus of live bands. But that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib buffet that's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Save the date for the fourth Wednesday of the month for the lobster feast. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
Baseball on the radio is a tradition we're very happy to continue. Catch the Brewers all season long on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Giants win 4-2. Exciting game here tonight. Brewers will have to win tomorrow afternoon to get the series split at Oracle Park. It's time now for the home run distance recap. The longest home run this season for a member of the Brewers came at Colorado. Christian Yelich, 465 estimated feet. That home run distance is brought to you by SVA, celebrating 50 years of serving people better by providing clients with measurable results. Back to the scoreboard we go. The New York Mets have taken over the best record in the major leagues. They completed a 3-game sweep of the Phillies in 10 innings this afternoon, 4-3. Starling Marte had the walk-off hit. The Mets just went 7-0 on a homestand against the Cardinals and the Phillies. They're 18-7, and they have the best record in the majors by themselves thanks to that Dodgers loss against the Cubs. The Detroit Tigers, ever since the Brewers beat them in a series, they've had a great homestand. They just won a series from the Padres, 6-0 this afternoon. They win the rubber match behind Reese Olson, 7 1/3 shutout, 2-hit innings. Detroit is 5-2. Since they left American Family Field. For every Milwaukee home run, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin donates $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee. So far this season, OAW has donated $2,500 to Hunger Task Force. Brewers have hit 25 long balls. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. 4-2 Giants get the win. Highlights are next on the Brewers Radio Network.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
LS tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor, part of the LG group of companies. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors are one of the best values in compact tractors. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of LS tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of LS tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
The Milwaukee Brewers play here all season long. Catch the game on us, WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center.
For to San Francisco, you are listening to the Pottawatomie Sportsbook post-game show. Don't forget to reserve your seat at the Sportsbook to watch every pick that happens in Green Bay the next 3 days. Enjoy huge screens, food, drinks, and a party in the annex at the Sportsbook. Josh Maurer back with you. So the Brewers have dropped two of the first three games of this series. After their dominant win last night, they handed the ball to Freddie Peralta. And boy, he was very good against the Giants ace Logan Webb for five innings. But then things changed. The highlights brought to you by Prevea Health. We're led by passionate and accomplished doctors who always focus on you. Before we begin any kind of treatment, we take the time to listen and understand. Prevea Health, doctor-led, specializing in you. It was scoreless. Brewers had chances early against Logan Webb, but they left five men on base in the first two innings. Jackson Churio struck out with the bases loaded to end the second. That game ended up still being scoreless all the way into the sixth. Webb had been cruising, but then Contreras got a one-out single in the sixth, first base runner since the second, and Sal Frelick grounded a single through the right side. And I thought one of the underrated plays of the game happened right then. William Contreras, trying to go first to third on that Frelick hit, got thrown out by the right fielder Mike Yastrzemski. It was a perfect throw. William appeared to hurt himself trying to dive into third base. He would stay in the game. But that squashed the rally. It remained scoreless, and then the Giants took advantage of that momentum. Got the first three batters on base in the bottom of the sixth against Freddie, and it started with a Willy Adames single against his best friend. Jung-Hoo Lee singled. Matt Chapman came from 0-2 behind in the count to walk, and that knocked Peralta from the game. Nobody out, bases loaded, and Wilmer Flores did it again, a two-run single to greet Nick Mears. It was then 2-0, but after a strikeout, Mears looked like he would escape without further damage when Lamont Wade hit a ground ball to Bryce Terang, but Terang uncharacteristically bobbled the ball for an error that scored a run, and then it was 3-0. He still had two men on base. After another strikeout, Christian Koss hit a ground ball towards short, and Joey Ortiz, trying to make a rangy play, threw the ball wide. That was an error that scored another run. So you had two runs score on a place that had a Brewers error, one by Terang, one by Ortiz. It was 4-0 Giants. And you're just rarely going to see Terang and Ortiz each make an error in the same inning. And that ended up being very costly because in the ninth inning, it was still 4-0. Ryan Walker, the Giants closer, though, gave up a single, and a hit batter. Hoskins, pinch hitter Jake Bowers, Durbin were all on base, and Bryce Turang was at the plate.
Walker's 2-2 pitch. That is a fly ball down the left field line. Ramos is back on it. It is over his head and hits the warning track and bounces into the tunnel. It is a ground rule double for Turang, and the Brewers have two on the board, and they've got the tying run in scoring position with just one away, and Cherio coming to the plate.
Oh, what a big swing by Turang, who had three more hits tonight after four yesterday. Camilo Doval then replaced Ryan Walker. You heard the scenario there from Lane, and it looked like the Brewers had a chance to tie this game, but Doval was brilliant. He struck out Cherio on three pitches. Christian Yelich grounded to second to end the 4-2 San Francisco win. Doval has saved each of the wins in the series. We'll come back and get you ready for Game 4 and a Tobias Myers expected start. This is the Brewers Radio Network.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we will be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Bailey Payton Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort?
Contact the experts at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
What do you think of when you hear the word insurance? Careful now, the kids may be listening, so keep it clean. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. You're not alone in those thoughts. In fact, we may even agree with you on some of your thoughts regarding insurance. When I hear insurance, I think promise. A policy at State Farm equates to a promise. A promise to make you whole again. A promise to have a local agent by your side paired with a company that has the financial strength to back up that promise. Visit us at juliecairns.com, give us a call, or stop by the office in downtown Richland Center.
The Milwaukee Brewers play here all season long. Catch the game on us, WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center.
20 WTMJ.
Giants hold on 4-2. Logan Webb, 6 1/3 scoreless innings today to get the victory. He is the ace of the Giants staff, and we saw why here tonight. San Francisco's won two of the first three games of the series. The crew pitching staff ended up with 7 ortho ASAP strikeouts in this one. It began with a Freddy Peralta start, 5 scoreless innings before things got away in the 6th. Start healing faster with ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. Tomorrow, game 4 of the series, Brewers will try to get a split against a team that's got one of the best records in Major League Baseball, Giants. With this victory tonight, they just improved to 16-9. Well, Tobias Myers, who's dealt with that oblique injury in spring training, went through the minor league rehab assignments. He is now ready to be activated. There'll have to be a roster move. We'll see what that is in the morning, but Myers is expected to go. Landon Roop, who's pitched very well recently for San Francisco, will get the ball against him. Pair of right-handers. Until then, I'm Josh Maurer. We're on the air with the On Deck Show, built by Menards, at 2:10. Central Time. So an afternoon broadcast coming your way by the Bay. First pitch 2:45. For my partner Lane Grindle and producer-engineer Kent Sommerfeld, we remind you again, the score, San Francisco 4, Milwaukee 2. From Oracle Park, you've been listening to this presentation of the Brewers Radio Network.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball on WRCE is brought to you by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Richland Electric,
Meister Log and Lumber Company, The Shoebox, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Jones Chevrolet, Pratt Funeral Service, Pappas' Trading Post, Clary Memorial Funeral and Cremation Service, Community First Bank, A&W Restaurant, Benson Insurance, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Bailey Paint, Julie Karen State Farm, Meyer Oil and LP, Sunshine and Giggles, and Cardinal CG.
Yeah.
What is your thing that you wanted as a kid and your parents said, you can have it if you work for it? This all jumps off of Ben Affleck on the Today Show talking about his son, who's about 11 or 12.
Yeah.
Who wanted a pair of $6,000 sneakers. And he said, but Dad, we're rich. And Ben Affleck said, no, I'm rich. You're broke.
Had I said that to my father, I would have immediately braced, been like, oh, God.
If you said we're rich?
No, Jane. I'm talking about the request of just
$6,000.
If I would have had the temerity to say we're rich, I would have been like, I'm getting my own apartment now. I just got kicked out.
Let me duck.
Yeah, exactly.
855-752-4842. Megan from Sun Prairie listening on WMDX. I can't remember if I ever asked them for it, but I wanted a TV in my room for my Xbox. So I bought one during a Black Friday sale at 17. I was terrible at asking for things growing up because I felt bad doing so. It's that guilt. You're being ungrateful. You want more than you should have.
Yeah, and also it's just like, yeah, something similar, Megan, only I didn't go to a Black Friday. There was a TV in the house that wasn't being used that barely worked. They're like, you want a TV in your room? You can have that one. It was like color sometimes. And I just wanted to play my Nintendo. I just wanted to play my NES, my classic NES in there. And I was like, I got a TV in my room. That excitement lasted 39 minutes. It was done.
That was it.
Yeah, because it's like you don't have a TV in your room. You have a computer monitor, essentially.
Calvin?
Yeah, I know when I was 16, fights over the PlayStation were growing between me and my brother, and my mom did draw a line that she was not buying a second PlayStation. If I wanted my own PlayStation, I had to buy it myself. So the first $400 I made of my very first job went to my own PlayStation.
Oh, wow. Yes. $400.
Yeah, that's how much they were.
How much are they now, Calvin? How much is a PS5?
A PS5 will run you $500, I think. Maybe 600. I don't even remember.
What were you doing that you earned $400?
I started like bussing tables and running food at a nursing home.
Did you immediately quit your job the minute you got that $400 check? You're like, I'm out of here.
I'm done.
No, I worked there until it got too hectic with playing basketball and trying to have a job at the same time.
Wow. Okay.
It was like 6 or 7 months that
those
I worked
little
there.
Bits of Calvin we learned about. I love it.
Absolutely. What did you really, really, really want when you were a kid or a teenager and mom and dad said, yeah, you know, you're not getting that unless you get a job or you earn it? 855-752-4842. For me, again, it was the Chick jeans, which I never got.
I was looking up some old brands, Jordache.
Jordache were
it was
cool too.
Sasson jeans.
Yes.
Sasson jeans. Yeah, those were hilarious.
And highly, all the cool girls had them.
Yeah.
I was not one of them.
Cool in my heart, Jane.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that. When we return, we're going to wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it's the This Rounds on Me edition. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt and Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay close. We'll be right back.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball on WRCE is brought to you by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Richland Electric, Meister Log and Lumber Company, The Shoebox, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Jones Chevrolet, Pratt Funeral Service, Pappas' Trading Post, Clary Memorial Funeral and Cremation Service, Community First Bank, A&W Restaurant, Benson Insurance, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Bailey Paint, Julie Karen State Farm, Meyer Oil and LP,
Sunshine and Giggles, and Cardinal CG.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Check out my war plans.
Pete Hegseth talking about first big strike against the Houthis in Yemen on Signal, two separate channels. Yes, the one you heard about before with the reporter on it. Oops-a-daisy. And now also his wife, his bro, and his lawyer who magically got hired by the Pentagon. This guy's judgment could not be worse. Do you think Hegseth should probably resign?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The advantage of being a high school dropout is what you don't have. Like, you don't get it. That is below the dignity of your station, man.
Derek Van Orden wants you to know, as a kid, he was on food stamps. He was raised by a single mom. Me too. Attacking and belittling a witness, using your personal story to somehow justify it, it doesn't make you right. You know what's below the dignity of your station? Being a jerk while someone is raising valid concerns about the jerk move that you're about to make.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrce.fm/contest-terms. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and our resident young person, Calvin, on the board, coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Are you okay?
I'm fine. I'm fine. Quick story before we came back from the break, I had a minor sinus procedure last week. So I have some aftercare, and one of the parts of the aftercare, if you're on the live stream, I use a saline nasal spray 1 to 2 times an hour to keep the nasal passages moist.
Nice.
Sorry.
And clear.
I
and
said
clear.
It.
That's all right.
I missed my nose completely and just shot it right in my eye. And like, I felt
right
like
right as we were coming
yeah,
back on
just
here.
Felt like a complete moron. So
you're okay now.
I'm great. My good, eye good. Is nice and moist.
And so now we know saline is fine. If you end up shooting it in your eye,
yeah.
You should be all right.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, good. It is just about 11:54. We better get going. Calvin, that means it's time for
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it into Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. JaneSays. janesays@civicmedia.us. This one from UPI. Calvin found it again. Ben Hooper is our guy.
He's a guy.
He is the man for Tisbets. The headline reads, Party Animals. Chimpanzees caught on camera sharing alcoholic fruit. A team of British researchers Studying chimpanzees in West Africa say they have documented the chimps eating and sharing alcoholic fruit. The University of Exeter team set up their cameras and captured the chimps sharing fermented African breadfruit, which was later confirmed to contain ethanol. The team's study suggests the chimps could be using it for a similar person as humans who drink. Quote, for humans, we know that drinking alcohol leads to a release of dopamine and endorphins and resulting feelings of happiness and relaxation. We also know that sharing alcohol, including through traditions like feasting, helps to form and strengthen social bonds. So now we know that wild chimps are eating and sharing ethanolic fruits. The question is, are they getting similar benefits? Unquote.
I don't know. You have to watch and make sure. Are they like looking at each other to say as if they were saying, I love you, man. You're really cool. I don't say that enough because I was taught not to feel my feelings, but you're awesome.
The other way to tell for sure that it's having the same effect is if they regret it in the morning.
Yeah, make sure. Are they texting their exes at night?
I really didn't mean to say that.
I'm so sorry.
I didn't. That was a mistake.
This all started as some fruit brunch and it got crazy.
I hope you can forgive me.
Please.
Chimps don't share food all the time, says researcher Kimberly Hawkins. So this behavior with fermented fruit might be important. We need to find out more about whether they are deliberately seeking these out. But this behavior could be the early evolutionary stages of feasting.
Oh.
If so, this suggests the human tradition of feasting may have its origins deep in our evolutionary history. So we've been partying for a long time.
Don't tell my uncle that because he doesn't believe in evolution.
That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Coming up tomorrow, we have a jam-packed show for you. Jim Santel will be here, our friend and colleague from Amicus, a law review. You can catch his show across the network Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. He is a brilliant attorney. Many, many things going on.
Yeah.
We need to update with Jim Santel. Then State Representative Lee Snodgrass is going to be joining us in hour number two. Brittany Merlot will be here, as she always is, with weather and wine in hour number two. And then Paul Noonan, who joins us every other Thursday. He and J.R. Radcliffe from the Journal Sentinel take turns off and on to update us all things sports. And the draft gets underway.
The draft gets underway tomorrow. I also want to throw in a quick plug for Dr. Kristen Lierley's show that is on Saturdays and Sundays. You can go to civicmedia.us/shows and find her show as well. I always look at it this way. You can have Saturday with a lawyer, Sunday with a doctor.
Nice.
And they're talking about great topics. I mean, Jim Santel's show is like mini law school.
But in a way that's really understandable.
Yes, yes.
You know, and I just think that's important. It's not like you're going to be, you're not sitting in class and you're listening to some boring guy drone. Jim has a way of breaking things down because the law is complicated.
The law is complicated and he finds it joyful to explain it and talk about it. It's important.
It is important, especially with so many things that are going on right now. So, and if you ever have a question for Jim, you can send it in to us at Jane Says at civicmedia.us. If you have a guest idea, if you have something going on in your community, something specific to Chippewa Falls or Park Falls or Butternut, for example,
you can always
email that to us too, and we would love to take a look at it. Jane Says at civicmedia.us. Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It truly does mean the world. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. Keep it right here. News is coming up next, followed by Tom Hartman from 11 to 2.
Right.
Todd Alba, 2 to 4. Maggie Dawn from 4 to 6. Pete Schwab and Nightlight wrapping it all up from 6 to 8 p.m. Keep it right here. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. In Rome, day and night, a nonstop stream of the faithful paying their respects at a public viewing of the body of Pope Francis in St. Peter's Basilica. The funeral will be held Saturday with an expected 200,000 in attendance. Next step, a conclave to vote for the next leader of the Catholic Church. A dozen Democratic-led states filing suits against President Trump's tariffs, saying he doesn't have the legal authority to impose them.
This suit is the latest in a series of similar court fights now being waged. But the White House this week scored a first-round victory in one of them, with a three-judge panel of the U.S. Court of International Trade ruling that a group of small businesses hadn't demonstrated the kind of harm that would be necessary for the judges to stop the tariffs in their tracks.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. A wildfire raging in the southern New Jersey Pinelands, last report 40% contained. After 4 decades in Congress, 80-year-old Illinois Senator Dick Durbin announcing he won't seek re-election. This is ABC News.